Thanks for starting your day with us. Weekends with Ken, CJAD 800.
You're dating a black girl?
I've never felt so understood by somebody in my entire life.
Whether you like it or not, we kind of go together now.
You're my boo, come on. I'm gonna ask her to marry me.
Do you plan to? Talk to her family?
Yeah, I just haven't had the chance to meet them. What's going on? Tell me about life. How are you?
This is your white granddaddy come back to haunt me.
What? Now this is my fault?
So you want to marry my daughter?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, Ezra, you could try.
Well, them's fighting words. I think that's Eddie Murphy in the role of the great Spencer Tracy. Bill Brownstein, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. Yeah, it is. Look at Eddie Murphy, Spencer Tracy. Words, names, rarely put in the same sentence, but you're absolutely right. This is kind of a reinterpretation, a kind of rejigging of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, that classic way back when with Sidney Poitier and Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn and all the rest. This time around, Eddie Murphy is actually, although he's not intended to be the star of this piece, he stands out the most. This is a story of a white Jewish guy who is courting a black Muslim woman. She is played by Lauren London. He is Jonah Hill, of course. And, well, you won't believe for a minute that maybe the two of them have very much in common. You got to like the parents in all of this. Julia Louis-Dreyfus plays his mom. David Duchovny, of all people, plays his dad. But it's Eddie Murphy playing her father, who really, really stands out because he's fairly radical and not for a minute does he buy this guy coming in, Ezra, coming into the life of his daughter as the last person in the world he would wish upon his daughter. So he makes life very, very difficult and very reluctant kind of father-in-law to be. And Julia Dreyfus, on the other hand, plays your typical L.A. liberal type who is just fawning all over the daughter-in-law to be, Lauren London, and her name is Amira in this. And it's just like over the top in terms of like this is too so cool and yada 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 and all the rest. So I mean, there's huge friction between the families to start with. And like I say, it's what's really interesting or uninteresting perhaps is that Jonah Hill and Lauren London have about as much chemistry as it just doesn't work on that level. But it's the other stuff that works. And Eddie Murphy is really, really funny. You see him in a role like you haven't seen him before as a very, very political, very activist, very, very much tortured player who has seen his share of violence over the years and just doesn't buy anything anyway. But it is the number one by far movie on Netflix. It started to stream on Netflix.
Oh.
And it is the number one film. People like either really love it, really hate it, or somewhere in between, but it's garnering an awful lot of reaction.
I'm starting to think of bad chemistry on screen, and you know what immediately came to mind, this goes back a ways, Bill, was Richard Gere and Jodie Foster in Summersby.
Right, kind of like that. But I mean, Jonah Hill's a very bizarre character, very enigmatic. And so, I mean, I loved him in films like Superbad. You remember that one?
Sure, yeah.
Way back when, I thought he was terrific. And then he's done other films where, and he's a very strange guy, and in real life as well. I mean, he's very very much un at ease in terms of publicizing his movies, in terms of talking, and he's had issues weight-wise, psychological-wise over the years that it kind of all plays out here. What's interesting is that he co-wrote this with Kenya Barris, who Kenya Barris directed. He's a guy from Blackish, and that in itself is like an odd chemistry, but...
Yeah.
Nonetheless, okay. It has become so successful that I'm suspecting sequel to come.
All right. It's called For You, and sorry, You People?
You People.
And it's on Netflix.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's move on to Pamela. Play the clip, Jimmy.
I want to take control of the narrative for the first time.
I don't think people consider her the owner of her own image. It's Pamela Anderson, public property.
I didn't feel like I had a lot of respect.
Did you want to be a serious actress?
I had to make a career out of the pieces left. But I'm not the damsel in distress. I put myself in crazy situations. And survived them.
I think discovered as a cheerleader at a BC Lions game way back when, eh?
Yes. Yeah. Interesting. She was working for Labatt's at the time, and came from nowhere. Very interesting and very strange story, because we've had an awful lot of Pamela. There was a recent, also on Netflix, Pam and Tommy, and then there's a book that she put out. This one, it's in her own words, so like it's good on a level in terms of no one can corroborate a lot of what she's saying, but it goes back to her childhood and like abuse and like total insecurity. She just she never really liked the way she looked or anything else, and it took this game with like being a spokes model, as it were, for Labatt's to bring her out, and then from there she gets discovered, and we're talking Baywatch and Playboy and all the rest, and every, you know, then Tommy Lee comes into the picture, and that famed video, and he was very abusive, and but the same, they had two kids together, Dylan and Brandon, and yet, she, for as miserable as he was and she was to him, she admits, there was the love of her life, and then came Kid Rock. Can you believe that, Kid Rock? Nonetheless, it's a very, very frank story, and she's very, very charming, Pamela. A lot of people like she's bright. She's always engaging. I mean, the fact of the matter is, like, she's in her mid-50s right now, and she still, she did, she went to Broadway to do Chicago, and she got very, very good reviews.
Oh, wow.
Much more talented than people have given her over the years. I mean, she was much more than a body and a face. She really has a certain charm, and she has a talent.
We used to say that about you, Bill. You know where I first saw her? She was one of the Tool Time girls on Home Improvement with the... What's his name?
Things to say about Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Apparently he wasn't the sweetest guy in the world. But then again, you know, those were the days where, you know, you put some blonde bombshell around and, you know, be actors with big egos figured that they could have their way. And this is what she dealt with a lot of her life is, you know, the fact of the matter is people figured she wouldn't be, let's say, that smart on certain levels, and she was, and people try to take advantage. It's really quite touching on some levels.
Okay, where am I seeing this? Is it Netflix?
You were seeing it on Netflix, yeah. Okay. And she is Canadian, after all. She is Canadian.
She's a Canuck. One more. Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler have reunited. Go ahead.
Yo, Raja.
Ramit, the Maharaja is getting married.
What?
This weekend, I'm on New Prima Island, and I want you to come.
Do you remember what happened last time we went on a getaway?
Yeah, some people died.
Not so, a lot of people.
You'd think five people dying is a lot.
Okay.
The Maharaja's been kidnapped.
Yes.
And all of you are suspects.
We're not going to be invited anywhere ever again.
Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler, Bill, it's Murder Mystery 2.
Yes, and speaking of odd couples, I mean, but then again, they've worked together and have, like, created sparks on screen and off screen, definitely not, but nonetheless, that film, the first one was Shub Murder Mystery, shot in Montreal.
Yeah.
Although it takes place far, far away from here. And, I mean, it's a bunch of nonsense, I mean, capers and all the rest. I couldn't figure out what was going on, but the two of them actually work kind of well together, and now they're doing a second. I don't know if they're going to come back to the city to do it, but it would be good to have them. I remember when they shot the first one around, Stiller like was wandering around town and bumped into a wedding that was taking place and became part of it. It was kind of interesting.
You said Stiller, you meant Sandler, right?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sandler, Stiller.
But Bill, from what I remember, I never saw Murder Mystery, the first one, but apparently it wasn't very good. But you know, just the drawing power of those two in the above the title, it was very popular on Netflix.
Yeah, and they'd done other stuff together as well, and it works. And yet, like, you look at the two of them together, and you'd figure they have about as much chemistry as, say, Jonah Hill and Lauren London. But nonetheless, the films proved to be very popular. So. Go figure.
Bill, speaking of Stiller, apparently Stiller and Steve Martin have teamed up for a Super Bowl ad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, I think it's for a soft drink at one of the soft drinks.
And pretty much do the same thing that that is done when the other guy gets in there as well, the two of them.
Martin Short.
Martin Short, like they insult each other. and they do this as well here. Yeah. It's too bad we don't get to see the great Super Bowl ads because the Canadian feed comes in, but we're missing out on a bunch, I'm sure.
I guess you can see them online, I guess, at some point, right?
I guess.
All right. Bill, we'll chat tomorrow.
You bet.
That's Bill Brownstein from the Montreal Gazette. 8:51. Celebrations. You can text in your celebration right now if you want to. I'll take care of it for you at 514-800. Some wake-up stand-up comedies around the corner as well.
Got broken things in your house? There's an easy fix. Listen to the Home Improvement Show. Expert advice you can count on. This morning at 9:00.